Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Sorry we're late. We're not late. It's just got late getting started. It's a long story. We are here with my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
Anyway, our levels may not be perfect tonight, or at least I may sound a little muffled, so just stick your head in the computer.
I think she sounds like she's in a spaceship, don't you?
Yeah, well, this room is definitely in a different dimension, so we know that. All right, tonight's show, The Paradox of Creating a Reality and Influencing Global and National Economic Events. Now, trust me, folks, I did not come up with this one. At 5:30 in the morning, I was writing this out with a great big marker, and I have no idea where it came from. Well, I do, but... Anyway, the team's going to discuss the current economic crisis, how to survive, flourish, and be of service. And, of course, our wonderful Veronica will ask her wonderful and delving questions of the team. Our show dedication is for the resolution of the financial crisis with the least amount of harm to the global community. We know that this crisis is to change all that's been hidden and abused, and the financial markets need our continuing love, light, and support, everyone, and without fear. Without fear. That is, and certainly with everything that's going on right now, this is a time where we really have to battle that fear factor. There's lots of things looking at us saying, oh, be afraid, be afraid. And you remember, we're back in Atlantis. And, you know, what really turned the tide in Atlantis was the people that bought into the fear. So it's really our goal here not to buy into the fear. That's so critically important. I've got some updates for everybody, some really interesting stuff I have to share. I was going to attach it, but I've had company, you know, to the notice for the show. And, you know, I'm just lucky to be here. So,
are you here, Jackie? Are you here?
Oh, sort of.
Well, you're looking good.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's me. I'm a humdinger, honey. Okay. A couple of really interesting things. Some of them are a little extreme, but... I got this last week, and this came out of the Canadian National newspaper. I absolutely love this. Scientists find extraterrestrial genes in human DNA. A group of researchers working at the Human Genome Project indicate that they made an astonishing scientific discovery. They believe so-called 90% non-coding sequences in human DNA is no less than genetic coding of extraterrestrial life forms. Now, we've known this for a long time, but I just love that it's coming out. The non-coding sequences are common to all living organisms on Earth, from molds to fish to humans. In human DNA, they constitute a larger part of the total genome. Professor Sam Chang, the group leader, blah, blah. This was originally known as junk DNA, and certainly the team has told me from day one that this was all us. And are them, and I guess I'm one of them. So the overwhelming majority of human DNA is off-world in origin, and yeah, this was such a huge piece in this newspaper. I just loved it, and Diana Mann, who was Adrian DeVere's confidant in Israel, sent it over to me. Loved it. That excites me to no end. Notice it wasn't in our newspapers.
Strange. Now, I'm surprised.
Yeah, right. Now, Lazarus has been doing a major intensive in Hawaii last weekend and beginning today over there as well, and with time in between for people to enjoy Hawaii. So this is a real sacred time where they're working a lot of magic. And a friend of mine emailed out this... comments by Lazarus about the economy. They said this economic crisis will impact us for many months and perhaps for years to come. However, it is not evidence of a lack of magic. Rather, because of our magic, the crisis is far less than it otherwise would have been. the events of August, the hurricanes, and acts of terrorism mitigated and drained off some of the intensity that is currently upon us. And amid the crisis, the need and demand for solution and the energies and forces at hand have the possibility of illumination of what really matters. She also said, Lazar said in several different ways that we are changing the course of the future and that we will succeed. So I always feel that we need these words of encouragement because I think people get a little discouraged, don't you, Veronica?
Oh, I sure do. Seems like we're working hard and it gets more turmoil.
Well, there's just so much coming at us from so many different directions. And, of course, my darling squirrel sent me over a message from Matthew, for those of you that do or don't know what this is. Lovely, I'm missing part of my note. Oh, there they are. Oh, it's a good thing I can think on my ass. Since I'm not thinking on my feet, I'm sitting down. Okay. Now, this stuff is pretty earth-shaking. If you want to get a copy of the entire thing, you can get it at www.matthewbooks.com. It is the most recent message from Matthew, dated 9/24. His mother broadcast from BBS Radio as well. But this really, boy, this just grabbed me right by the throat. And because Matthew addresses all of the most critical things that we're looking at right now, and if they were in conflict with anything the team had told me, I would never share this, but they're not. So I want to go ahead and share this. First, the undeniable presence of other civilizations. If safety cannot be assured for people on the planet and souls in the star nations themselves for their announced appearance October 14th, the delay in that occurrence would not be lengthy. Again, not be lengthy. Simply, the time for this has come. Now, before we go on with the rest of what he has to say, I just want to let people know that Matthew, of course, is the son who crossed over and has been channeling through his mother for many years with some very powerful information. Again, the putting off the appearance of this ship till after the election has been a very big issue to me. And I do think that it's been rethought and that it probably will not happen till after the election. Again, my opinion. Okay? When it happens, it will be extremely disruptive, especially within the U.S. government, which long has been under Illuminati control and thus denied even the possibility of other civilizations' existence. Much less admit that extraterrestrials have messed with its leaders and the consequences meted out to those beings who came with only peaceful intentions. Second, the truth about who planned and executed 9/11. In the higher vibrations in which Earth is now orbiting, the truth cannot be hidden much longer. When it emerges, along with its even deeper purpose in controlling oil resources in the Mideast, which is to dominate the entire planet and kill or enslave its people, the Illuminati's long reign of terror will meet its just end. The global impact of these two major events, that's the sighting of the ship and the disclosure about 9/11, is part of the ongoing world transformation and spiritual renewal of Earth's humankind, the God-blessed ascension joint venture with your space brotherhood that all of you on the planet chose in pre-birth agreements to be participants. This is really powerful stuff, and I was kind of shocked. After reading Deepak Chopra's piece last week, or just excerpts from it, what I'm seeing, and Veronica, I don't know about you, but I'm seeing people come out and say things that they have never said before in such a direct fashion, mm-hmm. going right to the heart and core of issues now.
Yeah, it's like the wave of awakening is speeding up.
Absolutely, and the days of pussyfooting are gone.
You bet.
he goes on here to ease our minds about several issues, which are really in a lot of people's minds. I've gotten emails about them. I assume you have too. There will be no war in Iran. And I got emails on this, by the way. Concentration-type camps will not be filled with millions who oppose government policies. Okay, this is a big deal, and I got an email on this during the week. Planet X, or any large celestial body, is on a... No Planet X, or any large celestial body, is on a collision course with Earth. Now, Nancy, who has the Zeta Talk, you know, has been talking about Planet X and saying that the Zetas are talking about it. This was, you know, really wonderful to hear this. There will be no need for your space family to evacuate all peoples before planetary cleansing makes Earth uninhabitable. Nisara. Veronica, I don't know how many times you've heard about Nisara, but I've heard about it a lot from people.
I can't remember.
Nisara is this whole financial upheaval thing, and the team has told people, you know, not to hang their hats on this one at all. Nisara is not an event that will be announced. In other words, it's not going to happen. Russia will not engage in a major war, and neither will China. Martial law, this is a big one because it came up in the last 2 weeks. Martial law will not be declared to postpone the U.S. election and keep the Bush administration in power. When I read that, I was doing backflips.
Yeah, I was just going to say, woohoo!
Yeah, a dramatic event would be needed to achieve that. And technologically advanced souls off-planet and living among you would prevent that kind of attempt. Okay? Another one. We talked about this, and I got an email after last week's show, which just thrilled me to no end. okay. The Large Hadron Collider test has been overcome by events. Potentially disastrous results of the Large Hadron Collider test has been overcome by events. The technology of your off-planet brotherhood would not have permitted a catastrophic outcome and will not permit such from happening anyway, from any of its testing. And just so you know, the Hadron Collider went up for one day, came down, and nobody disclosed it. They didn't disclose it until last Thursday. And I got, well, Jennifer sent it to me, one of my darling, you know, Jennifer, of course, our darling friends.
Yes.
That it has been inoperable since.
Excellent.
Now, a good friend of ours, Ted Wunderlich, and I talked about him last week in terms of our discussions about waves and, you know, the danger of what they were doing with this. Immediately after our discussion, started working on regridding the planet so that from the Hadron Collider, what he was concerned was that there could be a break in the gridding that would allow in things that we really don't want on the planet right now, energies. And so he went in and regridded the planet, and we laughed about the fact whether or not he may have been responsible for breaking the Hadron Collider.
And who was he?
Huh?
Who was he?
Ted Wunderlich.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think this is all wonderful news, by the way, and I just had to share it. I know that there's so much for us to talk about every week, but these are issues that have been in people's minds, and, you know, depending on how much you're reading and how much you're not reading, I always thank Squirrel for sending me so many things, and what I did is just kind of chuck things out that I thought were of great importance. And this, I felt, covered a lot of subjects that people have been very concerned about.
I love it. It's so inspiring, isn't it? It's an overview that really supports what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, it does. And it eliminates a lot of the fear. He made another comment that when fear enters the psyche, energy-carrying dark tentacles hone in on that. And, you know, I thought this was a really profound statement. You know, fear is such a huge issue right now. With all that's going on, it's so easy to slip into fear. You know, you don't know where to put your money, if your bank's going to be okay, you know, what's going to happen to your house, your job, you know. There are so many issues, and I think that was the purpose of tonight's show. I think that's what the team wants to talk about. And so the fear piece I thought was very important, because I don't think people realize that the minute that they hook into fear, what it can do to them energetically and how all of a sudden they get very depleted.
But the other interesting thing about fear is that, like, I spent yesterday just perking people and, you know, really reminding us. And then this morning I got up and I had waves and I started to be really afraid. And it was funny. And then it went away. Bob started reminding me, remember, we're just picking it up. Because it comes through in kind of waves.
Yes, it does.
And then all the way through, all my sessions today were really interesting. People were doing big deals and big this and big that, and they're saying, no, I'm just not buying into the fear. And I was really impressed with it.
There you go. That's it in a nutshell, Veronica. Couple of things I want to share with people, couple of statements. I've been inundated this week with information from people, not only from Darling Squirrel, but from other people. Our consciousness plays a huge role in how cultural shifts affect us. What you will discover about abundance and prosperity is that it has nothing to do with opportunities, chance, luck, or even training, education, or skills. Your boss, the stock market, your job, interest rates, or the economy have nothing to do with your prosperity. You, and only you, control your prosperity, and you do so by the consciousness you develop. Once you get this awareness, the results start showing up immediately. This is a quote from ConsciousOne.com. I thought it was brilliant. And another, I've just got a couple of excerpts from the Arcturians, who, of course, I love dearly. And this comes from, because I chopped this up instead of reading it in its entirety, thinkwithyourheart.net. I haven't even had a chance to explore the website. Presently within the plane of human existence, there is great exaggeration in the polarity of consciousness. The juxtaposition of growing light and its paradoxical shadow, again, Deepak talked about this last week, are very telling of the choices that each of you must now make to ensure that you are unplugged from the mire, centered between poles and relying solely upon your own internal navigation systems as you patiently prepare to replug into an entirely new reality matrix. This, beloved friends, is the way of self-mastery. Mastery of the self is the permanent decision to rely solely on internal guidance despite the seeming contradictions of all external reality. I love this. As each of you fully integrate individual self-mastery, you create by default a new way for all. Again, being the inspiration, being the map maker. New systems to rely upon become apparent as you break free of discord, and new opportunities become possible as you anchor your enlightened potential into form. This mastery requires that you resist the ways of old in exchange for surrendering to your full potential, that of your divine blueprint. Brilliant.
Wonderful.
And there we are. So, Veronica, I'm going to go into channel because I know you've got questions and the team I know has a lot to say, and at least I think they do.
And they always are very inspiring.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're around.
Hello, are you out there?
You really, how funny would that be, me going into channel and they're not there?
The empty channel.
I'm sorry.
They're probably laughing already, yes.
Really? Yeah, trying to tune in and the line's busy. Okay. Just kidding, you guys. All right. All right. Well, we made a little bit more of a hesitation just to play with the channel. So, All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica. A joy for us to be here. So we'll give you the visual that we just came in quickly on our ship. All right. Well, this is actually a wonderful subject. Now, you have been facing, on almost a daily basis, negative news coming, whether it's a hurricane, someone blowing themselves up, economic disaster, fluctuations in your stock market, the threat of increased prices for gasoline, negative reports on the job market. Well, just about everything you can imagine is out there. If you listen for it, you'll hear it.
Early winter here.
Oh, really? All right. All right. Well, there you go. There's that, too. And we can go on. You know, your drugs aren't safe. Your food's not safe. Your water's not safe. On and on and on and on. And you're all having now to make a choice, consciously, all the time. Where are you putting your consciousness? Regardless of what you're seeing out there, what you're hearing out there, what you're reading out there. Now, we want to remind you, and here is the paradox. And your planet is rift with paradox. This is a problem. When you accept the fact that you function in paradox, it will make it much more easy for you. Paradox. Everything is an illusion. But you create your own reality. Now, that's a paradox. Now, in a way, it would make perfect sense. So the question could be, well, if everything's an illusion, does that mean that what I read in the newspaper, maybe someone else doesn't? The answer to that can be yes. It's time for you to see your experience as more fluid. And also to recognize now that it's time for all of you to step up. Regardless of your personal circumstances. And recognize that you're having a major impact on what's happening. And you can say, well, wait a minute, how can I be impacting Wall Street or this or that? Again, you can't play small, people, anymore. You cannot play small. You could pretend. But to what end? To what end? Now, some of you are afraid. Well, suppose I fail. What about my retirement? What about this? What about that? Well, you're all going to find that when you stop focusing on dollars, and part of what's happening right now will get you that. When you stop focusing on dollars, and start focusing on abundance. All right? It's going to be a lot easier for you. Focusing on dollars. Well, my dollars have changed today because the market changed. I had this many dollars yesterday and this many today. And that can throw you into depression or fear or any number of emotions. And having influence on these events really requires that you step into them from the highest place of who you are, not out of fear. Well, I'm a magician. I've got to get in there and change it because I'm losing my ass. No. It's not going to work that way. Flood everything. We hate to sound so milquetoasty here, but flood everything with love. Flood it with light for the highest outcome. For the highest outcome. For the highest good. For the highest good. Now, how do you create your own reality? In the meantime, Veronica?
Well, I think we just
we
carry
like
on
do.
And. Go ahead.
No, we're playing, but go ahead.
I want to ask you one question is about creating our reality. Is there not a co-creation?
You mean with others in your experience?
Well, with spirit, with consciousness, with our dharma.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, we won't use all those names, all right?
Okay.
What we will use is that you can call on the co-creative process. Yes. We encourage you to do that. When you call in your star friends, you call in us, you call in whoever, that is co-creative. Your mantra should always be, join me, please, in co-creating this experience. In your meditations, you can bring everyone in and sit around in a group. And discuss what influence you want to have and why. And ask everyone that joined you to join with you, to add their energies with you. Now, is it happening anyway? Are you receiving support from all? Yes. But you can direct it. And that's the point. Good question, Veronica. Is directing and believing that you can have influence. You see, it's your planet. It's your experience. They are happy to come in and join you in a co-creative way. More than happy. Oh, good. They're going to take some responsibility and make some changes. Yes, let's join in. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Veronica, another question.
Well, I was just thinking, well, I'm not really sure what to ask right now. As far as... creating our wealth and so on, we can keep creating. You know what I mean? It's like keep in visualizing and seeing our abundant resources and so on, no matter what's going on.
All right, let's go back to the basics. Your personal experience is your personal experience, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. And the truth is that there's nothing beyond your fingers. It's all done with mirrors, all right? So regardless of what the news says, can you create success and abundance in your personal experience.
Yes.
Right? While you hear all these other negative things.
Well, the big stopper is if you... I got a wave of fear through me this morning, which I really bought into for a few minutes. And that really limits your ability, doesn't it?
It drops your resonance, of course. And when your resonance is dropped, what is your ability to attract and create? Very limited, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. So, we'll give you a case in point. Someone we work with and someone you know as well.
Mm-hmm.
Has a company. And that company in primarily depended on the real estate market. The service industry depended on the real estate market, which all of you know is not doing very, very well. And yet her numbers are up against all odds. Her numbers are up. And she programs, processes, dreams, and visualizes, co-creates, she has a designated magic room where she goes in to do her magic. Now, you can all do this, see? Create a space, a place, even if it's just the corner of a room, that's your magic place, to be magical. We know some people that actually don a magician's cloak when they go into their magic place. They have special crystals and things that they consider, talismans, that they consider sacred. Now, we're not talking about black magic here. We're talking about your magic. The magic that you forgot you had. All of you. And you've all had days when you felt magical, haven't you, Veronica?
Oh, yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I do.
Exactly. What takes you off of that sense of magic?
I think it's just those waves of connecting to what's coming from the external. And then, as you say, it drops your resonance, the fear or the... It just narrows the consciousness for a bit.
All right. Now, the channel just read something that said, when you go into fear, negative energies find their way in through that opening and attach, hang out, and you can visualize them as little dark beings, you know, with a bag of popcorn and...
Come to the fear movies.
That's right. And then feed off of your negative energy. And most of you know that when you go into a negative space, it becomes a downward spiral. Certainly many of you have had experiences where one negative thing turns into one after the other, the whole day seems to go the trash, or whatever you would call it. So creating. You have all these outside influences that talk about your stock markets, your banks, your interest rates, your homes, your this, your that. Can you choose, Veronica, to have it not impact you?
Yeah, yes, you can.
That's right.
I really think. Pardon me?
Yes. We're agreeing with you. Yes, it's great.
You...
Yes. Is it as simple as just choosing?
Sometimes, but I like the idea of the magic room. Just even entering that space is a way of choosing it. That's very whole, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is honoring the alchemist in you, the magician in you. Certainly, you've all met people who, regardless of how negative things are out there, they seem to have the Midas, to call it the Midas touch. You all know somebody like that. Everything they touch turns to gold. Now, what's the difference between you and them? You know, were their stars just right at their birth? Or did they make a choice somewhere along the way? The channel has a cousin like this. And he chose to be successful very young, very young, as a young boy. And he worked very hard, and no matter what negative thing anyone ever told him, he absolutely changed it into a positive in his mind. He saw every obstacle as a stepping stone, never saw a negative. Full of integrity, never lied, never allowed anyone to work for him that did lie. And he built a huge company on that premise. He stayed positive no matter what. No matter what. And kept the people around him positive. He kept them excited. And even though the industry he was in was going to hell, his company never did. Now, that sounds like a very simplistic story, but it's not. You see, the principles are still the same. The principles are the same. The minute you buy into the fact that you're in jeopardy because of an outside circumstance, and you asked Veronica about co-creating, you immediately drop your resonance down in to those who are co-creating disaster, financial loss. You can make a different choice. You can choose, you see, to join in with those other people who've decided to be successful in spite of all the negative that people are talking about. You know that whenever there's an economic downturn, there are always people that manage to be successful in the worst of times. How did they do it? Now, certainly for years you've had books written by, you know, The Power of Positive Thinking, for crying out loud. And your movie, The Secret, and this and that and the other thing. But now, you're maturing into who you really are. You're beginning to remember that you came here for this time on this planet. One of the quotes the channel read. Reaffirms that you are the map maker. It is your world, your belief system. And like a dam, you want to make sure that all your walls are secure. Well, a levee, you know, if you're from New Orleans.
And it's another interesting thing is when I look at it intuitively, it seems like there are many, many, many people in this country alone, but all over the world, but in this country, huge numbers of people that are awakening who seem to be outside of any of our news structures anyway. And I keep seeing it. It's like there are these crowds of waking up beings.
Yes. They're waking up at a very rapid rate. Very rapid.
And they are outside the system, aren't they?
Well, outside the system in what way?
Well, it just seems like there's a collective emerging. I like to think about the collective, which is moving consciously and more authentically.
All right, a new collective. yes. that will be more in alignment with your new world.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the collective that you're talking about.
Yes.
That's the one you see psychically emerging.
Yes.
And the answer is yes.
Great.
All right. And that's the one you want to be participating in. Now, that's the reason that we had the channel read all of those things today, tonight. Mm-hmm. To eliminate from your consciousness all the worry that you may have had about all of these different things. So now you can scratch them off your list. I don't have to worry about a war in Iran, and I don't have to worry about war from Russia or China. Don't have to worry about this or that. Rudyard Kipling wrote a beautiful poem many years ago. And one of the lines was, if you can keep your mind when all around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. And in essence, what it's really saying, metaphorically, is the same thing. You create your reality, period. You co-create with others if you choose. Now, certainly, you're going to co-create with people in your immediate environment, like you do with your partner. But you can choose now to be successful. There are more and more people, as you said, awakening, Veronica, with new things to do, new ways of doing them, that are becoming overnight successes, regardless of the economic times. As your real estate market is going down, 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 there are people, interesting enough, a lot of new people, not the old ones who've been in the market for a long time, a lot of new real estate agents came along and said, I see opportunity. And they started focusing on all the homes that have been foreclosed and developed networks of people to work on. The Channel Sun is now working in something like this. And they took a negative and turned it into a positive. They created outside us. Sorry?
And some of them are shifting into... moving it into more sustainable housing. You know, they're modifying what's going on. There's a whole move afoot to kind of gather houses into a more sustainable energy system as well.
Yes, there is. But you have a tremendous number of homes that have been foreclosed on, you see. And there are lots of people now, all of your investors are coming along and buying. So, there is opportunity for everyone, regardless of what's going on out there. And you're making a choice. In the meantime, your magic time, when you go in and own who you really are, in your magic place, whatever that may be, it may be just a special chair. And if you don't have a chair, a special place on the floor with a beautiful cloth that you sit upon, with your special little crystal, as we said, this is my time to work magic. Because you can. And most importantly, it's the time to believe this is what you came for. Not to sit back and chew your nails. And be in fear. You came here to make a difference. And you can do it. And when you get your bearings, as the Tsar said, it's the magic that people have been working that have kept the markets from going to what they could have been, which was a complete collapse. So for those of you who have already been doing this, please acknowledge, own that. Don't give it to your ego, give it to you as fulfilling part of your destiny. Can you make a difference? Yes. Can you make a difference in your own life at the same time? Yes. Can you create success for yourself? Yes. And the number one thing is to stay out of fear. Now, Veronica, you made a very good observation about the waves of fear that come in. Now, when do you experience these?
Quite often when I'm just either tired or feeling sensitive and I'm not really paying attention to personal, it's not alert, but that conscious awareness of what you're thinking. Just, you know, let yourself lapse for a bit. Sometimes like being bowled over.
Yes. Now, here's what we would recommend. The moment that negative thoughts, fear thoughts start coming in, or energies in your case, Veronica, because you're so sensitive, take action immediately. You don't have time to sit with that. Shift it immediately. Turn on your radio, listen to a song that makes you laugh and dance. You're a good one for this, Veronica. Do whatever it takes. Dance, exactly. Do whatever it takes. Abraham says, you know, do what feels best. Pat the cat when things are bad. Pet the cat if that makes you feel good. Or the dog or the gerbil or whatever you've got. But you focus on what makes you happy. Go back to the really major ones. Gratitude, appreciation, love. When you're in gratitude, it's really difficult for fear to creep in.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
All right? Your resonance is vibrating at a totally different rate. And this is the reason that Lazarus has talked so many years about the fact that gratitude is a gift. It is a unique resonance. And when you're in that resonance, these other things cannot penetrate.
A quick question. If we're resonating consciously, can we resonate in such a way, I mean, I think we can do this, but to connect with the beings that are supposed to be in the ship around the 14th of October, perhaps after the election now, we can actually connect empathically or sensitively with them in a high level, can we not?
You can do that tonight if you wish.
So these are tools that we can use for dealing with presences as well.
Say it again.
Well, it just seems to me that it's a tool that we don't talk about to deal with these extra presences that we're going to be meeting, right?
Well, they're not going to land, Veronica.
Okay.
All right. I mean, we just want you to know the ship will be there, but they had no intention of landing.
But the other thing is we've heard about how they can't really drop their resonance and be okay in our environment a lot, and so they need some help with that and so on. Well, we can start to raise ours, can't we, to mingle with them consciously, even if we don't see them in physical?
Of course you can. But you can do that right now.
Hmm.
You don't have to wait till October. In other words, you can go into a meditation and you could actually put out a call to the beings that are on that ship. You could start a dialogue now if you so wish.
Well, we're almost out of time, or I would just do that.
All right.
But I will do that a little later. Thank you so much for that.
All right. See, how much time do we have, Veronica?
I think we've only got about 2 minutes. We're running a bit late, so I'm trying to give us extra time, but I would say 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah.
All right. Veronica, why don't you tell them about your radio show, please?
Oh, my radio show is Paradigm Shifters next week at 5. I don't know who my guest is yet. I have several opportunities, so it's a surprise guest. And at 4 o'clock, it's Radiance by Design, and it's a call-in show Tuesday at 4 o'clock on BBS Radio. Tune in. It's fun.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, we would like to ask everyone out there, if you so desire, to call us in tonight, and you do so by just calling the team. Dear team, would you please join me tonight in the dream state? I really would love to work with you, to dream with you. All right? To dream with you, to work with you on ways that I can employ my magic. Maybe some of you just need to know that you have the magic, a little encouragement. We are happy to join with all of you in these endeavors. And tonight especially, we open that door, as we always do. We send our love to all of you. Tonight, when you're getting ready for bed and you're brushing your teeth and washing your face, whatever you do, we'd like you to look in the mirror just one time. And when you do, remember that you're looking at an incredible being who agreed to come to the planet at this time to make a difference. And you can do it right in the comfort of your own home. Your love, your light, your energy is needed. It's what you agreed to do. And we are happy and honored to join you when you decide to make a difference. We love you all unconditionally. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much. A blessing. Hello.
Hello. Okay, are we done? Are we on air?
We're still on air, and it was wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Remember, everyone, are we over?
We're still here.
Okay. A piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of Veronica and I is in each and every one of you. It can be no other way. We really are all one, and we did come here to make a difference. No matter how bored we may get with our daily life, remember that it's actually a very exciting time. Veronica, I love you. Thank you. As always, it's marvelous to be with you, even though I'm not here much.
I love you, too. It's been a really wonderful learning curve tonight. Lovely.
Lovely. All right. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night, everyone.